Is it down there?
Mm-hmm.
How's it spelled?
Well, there's two of them. S-U-E-Y and
yeah.
S-U-W-E-E, and I guess it's the same word.
Yeah, that's what it is, Sue.
How would you call sheep?
I don't know whether you call it. I never heard anybody call a sheep.
I've always heard sheep are stupid. Is that true?
They're just so stupid. Beautiful.
Mm. I don't know. I never had anything to do with sheep. How would you call what?
I don't know how to call a sheep.
How would you call chickens? When you gonna feed them?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And before you can hitch a horse to a wagon or a buggy, you have to do what? To him.
You gotta hitch him up with a harness first. I don't know what else you do. I never heard of anything else.
Okay. What do you call those leather things when you're driving, when you're plowing? What do you call those leather things that come back and you guide them?
Lines.
Okay. What about if you're just riding horseback? What do you call those leather things that you guide him with?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay. When you're riding a horse, what do you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Okay. And if you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow? Do you have a name for you have a different name for the one that walks in the furrow?
When you plow with two horses, they both walk in them. Let's see, what do you call the furrows where the planks are? And on either side of it is called the... No, maybe the furrows where the horses walk. I can't think what the other is. I don't know.
Well,
but they both walk in the same thing,
uh-huh.
Whatever it is, on either side of your bedding. Where your planks are, like you have a row of planks here.
Uh-huh.
Well, the horses walk on either side, but I can't remember what you call this.
Mm, okay. I'll take your word for it, since I've never seen them do that.
Well, they couldn't very well walk. If they walked on your planks, you'd want to kill them.
That's true. Chomp, chomp. If something is not right near at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little, not right near at hand, but it's just a little...
It's close by.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say you have a what to go before dark.
Small distance, I guess.
Okay. What if you had lots more than that?
Long ways.
Okay. And if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anyway. Yeah.
Okay. And if somebody slipped on the ice and he fell this way, you'd say he fell
backward.
Okay. And if he fell this way, he fell
forward.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you say, we sure did raise a bumper of what?
Crop.
Okay. And if you have a bunch of brush and trees on some land and you want to get rid of it, what do you have to do? What do you say you're going to do?
Clear their land.
Okay. How do you usually do that anyway?
Oh, there's a lot of different ways.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, the modern way is to take a bulldozer and clear it. Take a bulldozer and scrape all that stuff out. But the old way was get out there and cut that brush off.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a stump about so high.
About 2 feet high?
No.
Yeah.
Usually about 18 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then clear the brush off. Use the better part for you. Burn it in your stove, you know. I mean, household use or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then burn in the brush. And leave those old stumps there to rot and then go cut sprouts.